Rick?
Hey, Mr. Goldman Bachmajorian. Still alive, huh? Well, what's up?
I was wondering if you could help me make sense of a note I found this morning. It's written by someone claiming to be me. They say my mind is held captive in a time loop, trapped in the day of a traumatic event by the agony of a formidable intelligence, but also that my captor forgot about aging, that my body spoils and yearns for death while my soul remains stuck in place, caught like a fly in amber.
Right. I used to drink. No clue, pal.
That's okay. I found other notes in the trash just like it. Poor weirdo. I pity them. Wish they could let go and move on.
Sounds healthy.
Sure would be.
This show is wrapped. We heard from the Derrida column, Four Belgian Friends from the album LC. Ted Nelson, it wasn't him singing, but it's from that weird album that Ken's been playing that Frisbee song from, Anything and Everything, from the late 50s. The song was called It Can Be Seen as Looked Upon from Different Points of View. Neil Ardley did Folk Dance Number 2. Alyssa Genjos with Me and My Reflection. Jennifer Warren's covering Leonard Cohen, entire album of Leonard Cohen covers. We heard First We Take Manhattan from Jennifer Warren's. Old Codger was in there. Ugh. He's not returning to the airwaves anytime soon. Gus Bodenheim will be next week when I am here. I'm Irwin. You can email me at irwin@wfmu.org. Stay tuned for an encore edition of 7 Second Delay. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at wfmu.org.
See that guy in the corner over there?
Yeah. Does he look like he cares?
He's going to give you the sign.
Okay.
Just this week, though. Next week, I'll give you the sign again.
Wait a minute. That's a picture. That's a picture of Richard Nixon. You're taking advantage of me again. All right. We're off. May my show succeed while the shows of all my friends fail. And yet, may I always be perceived as a team player. Amen.
Amen.
And now this is the most unpleasant part of the week. We list the celebrity deaths this week. We lost Howard Cosell this week. Where were you when you heard?
I was reading Ginger Rogers' obituary. Somebody whispered in my ear
that it gets worse. Yeah. Oh God. You know, when the year began, I really had hopes that this would be the year that no celebrity would die. That was my fervent prayer. And
I told you not to get your hopes.
Oh, God, it's been a rough year for me.
That would be tough. getting through a whole year, I think.
Without a celebrity death?
Yeah.
We can just look forward to 96. Maybe if all the celebrities on Earth really, really promised to be very cautious, to take care of themselves, to follow, to stop smoking, follow the doctor's advice, maybe we could get through a year without a celebrity death.
But who could organize an effort like that? Bob Geldof?
Yeah, Bob Geldof. Celebrity death-free year. Oh, my gosh. That would be a dream. It would give us all reason to hope, which is all we can ask for. So now we have, what do we have now, 56 more minutes? Did I do the celebrity death thing yet?
Yes.
Did I mention Howard Cosell?
Check that
off.
Oh,
my benediction. Did I do my benediction?
No, we checked that off.
Oh, my God. Wait, how many more minutes?
50.
We are screwed. We are in deep, deep trouble.
I'm telling you, you got to learn to pace yourself.
Did I make fun of Bob?
No.
Hey, great show, Bob. We're not being sarcastic. Okay, did that. Okay. Well, I guess we'll go to Plan B. You know what I was thinking this week? How unappreciated this country's truckers are. The Teamsters and the Independents, all of them. They're the lifeblood of this country. They're the unsung heroes of this country. I was thinking, actually, of writing a song about them, but then they wouldn't be the unsung heroes anymore. So what I thought I would do is celebrate our country's truckers this week on the air by doing this. You know how they have these How Am I Driving signs on the back of their trucks? I thought I would invite our listeners who are on the road to give us a call here at 201-678-7743. And if you're behind a truck and they have that How Am I Driving number, give us a call and tell us how they're driving, and we'll call their company. And we'll say they're doing great, or if there's a problem, we'll report that too.
We can report as they're driving.
As they're driving.
We can go beyond, really, how they're driving in terms of the quality.
We can keep a running commentary.
Right. He's
a turn-by-turn account.
He's got his left directional on now.
That's right.
He's going into the left lane.
He's taking that right turn a little wide, and then we'll be right on it. So if you're behind a truck and you're on the road, 678-7743, it's the How Am I Driving show here at WFMU.
Have you seen those guys in the yellow jumpsuits that say, how's my performance, right on the back of the jumpsuit? How am I working?
That's probably are these state prisoners or something?
Yeah, I think they're county employees.
So that's the next. That's a close. Closest
really,
thing to a state prisoner.
Really humiliating.
I can't imagine anything more humiliating. You want to take this call? Do you think this is?
No,
does
I have,
it scare you.
Yeah, I have reason to fear this call.
You're as paranoid as a Michigan militia guy.
It might be.
You just see conspiracies all over.
It might be the Unabomber. You can't be too careful.
You know when they described those Michigan militia guys, it kind of rang a bell. Paranoid guys, guys who distrust the government, guys who are prone to believe conspiracy theories. I'm thinking, where have I heard? Where do I know that fits that general description? And
I spent 6 years in Michigan.
Did you?
Yep.
Did you ever meet these guys?
I did. Yeah, I did.
Really?
I mean, yeah, I don't think the Michigan militia was really established when I was there, but you met guys who I'm sure now
are in the Michigan.
Yeah.
Hey, did you meet John Doe number 2?
I did.
I met John Doe. I was very excited this week. I thought I was in line for the big reward. I saw a guy. It looked like the sketch. I asked him his name. John Doe number 4. Can you believe my bad luck?
Bad luck? You're lucky.
Well, I guess I am lucky because I wouldn't have arrested.
Yeah, if you hadn't reported him, you would have been an accomplice.
Right.
And if you had reported him, he would have killed you.
That's right. So, yeah, I dodged the bullet there almost literally. Well, how about this call, sir?
I'll risk it.
Okay. So we're looking for people on the road, behind trucks. We're looking for How Am I Driving signs. 678-7743. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I love the show.
Yeah, are you on the road?
Actually, I'm on the road. It's a truck behind me. I'm not behind the truck.
Do your little maneuver, that Man from U.N.C.L.E. maneuver thing.
I might get killed doing that.
Oh, so what?
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Yeah. Sound your car horn, all right? Oh, very good. You've got a very nice, clean connection there.
Yeah.
Hey, it's wonderful. It's new digital cellular phone.
I didn't even believe you were on a car phone.
Yeah, actually on a car phone. But my
And that's, I have to say, though, that's the weaseliest car horn I've ever heard in my life.
What do you want? It's a Saturn. Come on.
My real
question is, why would I call you guys and then have you guys call the 800 number on the back of the truck? Why can't I just call the 800 number directly?
Because we are celebrating truckers, and we're going to share our thanks with the our listening community.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So can you get behind this truck?
Well, I'm on an exit ramp trying to get off of Route 21 in Lyndhurst, so maybe if he passes me, I'll get behind him and I can call you back.
So you just called to say you're in front of the truck?
Yeah, kind of.
You called to show off your new car phone.
You're right.
Well, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Excellent fidelity, dude.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right.
678-7743. If you're on the road and you're behind a truck, we want to know that How Am I Driving number. We will call that company on your behalf, and we will tell them how's he driving.
That guy had a great question, though.
Why should we do
if he's on the car phone and he's the one watching the guy driving, why would we make the call? The real answer is otherwise we wouldn't have a show.
Exactly. The real answer is it's the best idea we could do on such short notice. My God, let's see you slap together a show every week. You only get 7 days, you know. Good ideas are like gold. They're just hard to find out there. How does Aerial View do it? How do these other shows do it? They must have a staff of writers. I got to get me a staff of writers.
No, they just buy the ideas.
Oh, cool. From the back of radio magazines?
Those books on ideas for radio shows.
And where do you get them damn books?
At bookstores.
Hold on. Making a note. Bookstores. Andy, get to bookstore.
Barnes & Noble.
And then you can...
Borders.
So me, 2.5 hours from now at Barnes & Noble. No, my friend Ken swore to me, sir, that there is such a book. Please, check your computer again.
There's aisles of such books. Just go to the radio aisle.
The radio show aisle. Man, that's been my mistake. Finally, I've learned my lesson. 678-7743. If you're on the road and there's a truck in sight, we want that How Am I Driving number. Is this show going to just die one of these grisly, ugly, roadkill kind of deaths?
It looks like it. We have the Unabomber on line one. You know why they call him the... I didn't realize until this bombing why they call the guy the Unabomber.
I'd like to know why. I'm always interested in how guys get their nicknames.
University and Airline Bomber.
Oh, I see, because his first bomb was to an airline?
He started off bombing just like university.
Oh, and there was a bomb on an airplane, actually.
Was there?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he was after... Now, it's a weird thing. He's after people, they think, who have been profiled in the New York Times. That seems to be a link between a lot of his victims.
And the New York Times is going
to... Oh, let me just take a moment to congratulate you on that great FMU article in the New York Times. Just a month ago, with a great picture of you, Ken Friedman. Hey, congratulations on that. Anyway, as I was saying, the Unabomber seems to be attracted to those people profiled in the Times.
Yeah, why do you think I have volunteers open all my mail for me?
Yeah, that's right. Like that three-fingered kid downstairs. So this call, we have a call, but Ken, you don't trust it. It's the Unabomber. Now, the Unabomber wrote a very nice letter to the editor, to the New York Times today. Man. He is so spoiled. Most letters to the editor are only 2 or 3 paragraphs, but they gave him like a whole page.
I know, and he asked to serialize
his
cartoon novel, right?
His cartoon novel. And apparently, the rights will then become public after 6 months. He had this whole contract laid out in the Times today. Oh, gosh.
And the Times agreed to publish his novel?
The Times did not close the door on this nut. The Times said, well, if it's a reasonable request and there's something we can do to get his views out.
So there you
public.
Go, all you fledgling authors. Yeah, the New York, just send your manuscript to the Times and claim to be the Unabomber.
And the letter. Oh, the letter was so heartbreaking. He was talking about how much time it takes to go up into the Sierras to test his explosives. He really doesn't. He has a life, you know? He wants to get on with his life, people. My God. His poor Unabomber. He's wasting all his time. He's talking about how hard his life is.
But, you know, the
spending
Times...
Spending his nights filing down timing devices.
The New York Times today pretty much agreed to run this, like, 20,000-word manuscript from the Unabomber.
Yeah, they'll run it, yeah.
So anybody can mail in it. How many fraudulent manuscripts are they going to get now from saying, okay, you agreed, I'm the Unabomber,
and
here's my manuscript.
Here's my manuscript called Love on the Run, which is sort of my journals from my year abroad in Italy. you're right. They'll be getting every unpublished novel will be sent to them. Oh, gosh. No, that Unabomber had a brilliant, brilliant way to short-circuit the whole literary agent problem.
And how will they know? I mean...
Well, no. They actually said in the article how they'll know. There was a 9-digit code on this letter that they did not print in the article to identify him. Now, I've not been very lucky with the lotto, but maybe I'll take my shot here. So you have to not only get this thing to the Times, but you have to get lucky with your nine digits.
That Unabomber, he's smart.
He's one step ahead of him. He's one step ahead of him all the time. And,
boy, if he wasn't a one-named bomber, we could give him the middle name of Brains.
Brainiac. Mr. Brainiac. Oh, man, but that letter, complaining about the time it takes to send all these bombs, he's just so weary. He just seems so weary of his job. He's like one of these guys. He's in his 40s, and he's kind of burnt out, and he's looking, you know, for a new occupation. It's like, what color is your parachute kind of deal? Oh, if only someone would publish my novel, then I could quit my job. 678-7743. So we're looking for people on the road behind trucks who can give us that truck's How Am I Driving number. We want to celebrate our country's truckers. These Teamsters, they don't get enough credit, I don't think. You know, during these Teamster strikes, the country really does shut down. You really do appreciate how everything you buy and every purchase you make and all the food in the supermarket.
When was the last Teamster strike?
When was the last Teamster strike? I don't know. It was a while ago. Now the Teamster's an arm of the federal government, isn't it? Aren't all their officials appointed? Hey, maybe we... Now, do you trust these calls?
Possibly. This person might not be the Unabomber.
Dear, wait, let's just say a prayer. Dear God, give me an adult driving in a car on the phone. Thank you, Lord. Okay, let's take the call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Are you in a car?
No.
Are you by a window with a truck outside?
Yes, I'm by a window. But I want to talk to Ken. Ken, this is Tom. How you doing?
Hey, Tom.
Listen, I know the schedule change is coming up pretty soon, and it seems like Andy's really scraping the bottom of the barrel. Like, if this slot comes available, I think I could definitely handle it.
Uh-huh.
Do you have an idea for a show you'd like to give me, Tom? What would you do for your big premiere show?
I would play records.
Records,
play
music. People don't like that anymore. Where have you been? It's the 90s.
Oh.
People hate music.
Really?
Hello, Earth Calling Tom.
Music
is just old news. What people like to hear are disc jockeys and radio personalities on the air praying.
Hate mongering.
That's what people like to hear.
I keep trying to get Andy to become a hate monger.
Yeah, just for the ratings.
That might do something for ratings.
Just during sweeps.
Yeah?
Yeah, a little hate mongering.
Okay. Well, I'm looking out the window for a truck to try to help the show.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Yeah, you want to sink the show. You spend all your waking hours trying to sabotage the show. Just admit it.
No, I don't.
Okay, listen, there's another call. Maybe that's the guy on the road.
Bye.
678-7743. How nice of Tom to call.
They're throwing pennies at us now. Do you know that? They just threw a penny at us.
Oh, this is just getting pathetic. Oh, let's see if we can get any more pathetic. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm going to hang up on you.
Wait, don't hang up on me. That was the Unabomber. I felt it. Damn you, Unabomber. If only the Unabomber would use his powers for goodness instead of evil. That's my fervent prayer.
Same as talk radio. Talk radio hosts.
That's right. I would say that was not Clinton's finest moment, whining about talk radio. Oh, 678-7743. What do we do now, Ken? What's plan C? Check your list of plans.
What's on your refrigerator? That's kind of always been our plan B, hasn't it?
It is. Yeah, read us that damn Far Side cartoon from your refrigerator. Or how about a call and talk about OJ, but don't use the letter E? What letter would you put that at? Plan F? Plan G? Oh.
The nobody gets to use E but Andy show.
Well, what? How do you expect me? Oh, you want me to be witty and have and personable and don't use the letter E. Hello, Ken. Can't be done. Hi, you're on the air. Are you in a car?
No, but I live off Route 78 and I live right near a rest stop and I do see a truck.
You do? Mm-hmm. Does it say How Am I Driving?
But yes, it does.
Is the truck parked?
Yes, it's not a 1-800 number though.
That's okay. It's all on Ken. Ken's paying for
the
whole
charge.
Call. Sure, we'll pay for it. What's the number?
Can I say it on air?
Why not?
Okay, 201.
Yeah.
966.
Yeah.
1502.
And what kind of truck is it?
It's it's a big truck.
Hold on, big truck.
It's pretty long. This is do you know who this is, Andy?
No, we have no idea.
It's the Unabomber, Andy.
This is George Heller.
It's George Heller. Okay, it's my protege.
Uh-huh.
Ken's protege can't even dial a phone.
I know. those reptiles, they can't.
That's right.
Anything.
How you doing, George? Are you home from school?
Yes, I am.
How's your little schoolwork doing? How's your grade point average? Wait, Ken, listen to what my protege's grade point average is. Go ahead, protege.
3.4.
3.4.
Mm-hmm.
Good work.
Thank you.
Nicely done. Because you know your schoolwork comes first.
Definitely.
You're building a foundation for the future. And what kind of truck is it, George?
I would guess a Mack truck. I'm not totally sure.
But does it have like a store name or a company name on the side?
I can only see the back. It's very long. Like, I mean, it has like the little front thing.
Okay.
And a really long back.
And can you read the license plate number?
Wait a second. The car's sitting there. Not
so we'll say, how's he parking? Is he parked well?
He is taking up two spaces.
Okay, then.
Mm-hmm.
So you're ratting on your fellow trucker.
I guess this guy thinks the whole world revolves around him. He can take two spaces, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The sun rises out of his butt is what he probably thinks.
You got to set them to justice, Andy.
Okay, and so give us one license plate. You have to give us some identifying. They're going to ask, what truck is it?
Let's see. I think BTV. I can't really see the last digits, but
okay.
I know to start setting BTV.
Now, is this would it have been possible for him to take one space?
Probably. I mean, of course, you know how they work, Andy.
And where is he parked?
He is parked, I guess, instead of like parallel to his other spaces, he's more on a slant.
And what in front of what store?
He is in front of Tops, like Tops Warehouse.
Oh, it must be a Tops truck.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. It looks kind of generic.
Which Tops is this that you live across the street from?
Not too sure.
Street is it?
You're not too sure which Tops it is that you live across the street from?
Well, 3.4 isn't exactly genius level, Ken. Give the kid a break.
Give me... Yeah.
Which Tops is it there, protege?
Like, it's on the other side of the highway.
So what highway, protege?
It's 78, but it's not clearly defined.
Okay. Well, I don't know if this qualifies.
Oh, this qualifies, Andy. Andy, you got to catch these guys. You know.
He's parked at a slant, and he's taking up two spaces.
A handicapped driver it's practically three.
Almost three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll make the call. We're
Thanks
on the
lot,
case.
Andy.
That's why we're here, my friend.
You know, if I was the arresting officer, I would sit on your protege. I would not release him at all.
You mean as a material witness?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, because he could flee. Well, you know, he's not old enough for a driver's license of his own, so fleeing is not quite... If I was the arresting officer, I'd sit on your protege. There, I got you back. Listen, we're looking for a truck in motion. We're looking for a peripatetic truck. 678-7743, a guy in transit. If you're on the highway and there's a truck in front of you, we want that How Am I Driving number. Do you want to call and turn this guy in?
If that's the way you want to celebrate the truckers of America by complaining that this guy is taking up two spots, then...
Yeah, almost three. Weren't you even listening? Almost three. Almost three spots. And okay, people want to go to Tops, you know, they need their C batteries, their D batteries, they need their Walkman. They pull into the parking place. Hey, think I'll park here. Whoa, 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 wait a minute. Can't park there. This is a dramatization. This didn't really happen, but it could have happened. Whoa, can't park there. That damn truck is taking up three spaces. Do you see? It could happen. That's a dramatization of something that could actually happen. Well, let's take this call. Maybe it's someone in transit. That would be more exciting. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, love the show.
Are you? You're in your car.
In my car as I speak. I don't know if this works, but it's close enough. It's a bus.
Yeah.
Academy bus. Okay, 212-964-6600.
How's he driving?
I really can't complain that much, but you need something to work with here, guys.
Okay, well, then he's driving. Is he driving perfectly?
In a highly erratic and suspicious manner.
No, no, no. You're making that up, aren't you?
Well, embellished.
When he changes lanes, is he using his blinker?
No. I have the serial number also.
Okay, what is the license number?
A license number?
Or whatever. Give me an identification number.
PA.
Right.
6694.
Gotcha.
Okay. He's exiting right now to Edison on Route 10.
Exiting Route 10. Did he use his blinker?
In an intermittent fashion? No, okay.
Okay. So you're saying he's driving well. Well, we'll call and congratulate him for his good driving.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
Question.
Oh, no. This is where I have to improvise?
Yeah, definitely.
You're asking me to leave my perfectly scripted show to improvise. Go ahead.
If I send you a script.
with a secret 9-digit code number. Would you just tell me if it sucks?
I can almost tell you now.
Oh, come on.
I think I could almost, I can critique it pretty accurately
right now. Never mind.
What's the script called?
It's untitled as of yet.
Untitled. You're brilliant, because then the critics can't rip apart your title.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant ploy. You know what? I can't help you with unsolicited scripts. I have trouble with my own.
No, I don't want it to be promoted any place. I just want to know if it sucks. It's the first thing I've written.
It's probably brilliant. Everyone has one great script in them. That was yours.
That was
congratulations.
It. Thank you. Send this guy in.
Okay, I will.
Bye.
So let's call. He's driving well.
Go ahead.
Okay, how do I do that? How do we do
just,
this?
It works like a normal telephone.
and people are going to listen to me. I'm just going to hold this up.
Well, we can't put them on the air.
Okay.
You just have
and
to
while I'm
yourself.
Dialing, can you kind of keep people entertained?
Oh, sure. There you go. That's highly entertaining.
Do I dial one?
Yeah.
And then what do I do?
The rest of the number. There
do
you
I
go.
Dial them in sequence?
There you go.
So I have to dial them these exact same numbers and in the sequence that was given to me.
You're doing fine.
That's what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Please enter your account code.
Okay. Put in my account code.
Okay.
There we go.
Should I announce what that account code was over the air?
Sure.
No.
It happens to
That's
be the same as the Unabomber's 9-digit code.
You're calling from a touchtone phone. Press 1 now.
Oh, right.
Hey, it's a recording.
Excellent, Andy. So your little complaint about the erratic bus driver will end up in the right place.
If you're calling for a bus maintenance or parts office, please press...
Wait, they're giving me a little menu of things.
So if you're in a car phone following any kind of vehicle whatsoever, or even if you're not, why don't you give us a call?
That's right, 678-7743. Okay, I'm going to leave a message. Hi, a friend of mine was on the road behind one of your Academy buses, PA6694, sir, and it said, how am I driving on the back? And my friend wanted you to know that he's driving very well. I guess it's a very big bus. Is that right?
Didn't they say
hard to operate?
Erratically, I thought.
And we just wanted to congratulate you. I know you probably get a lot of complaints on this line, don't you? But now this is not a complaint. This is actually a we want to praise your bus driver. Do you know who that bus driver is?
So you're actually talking to a human being.
I'm talking to a human being. This is not a recording. I'm just talking. My friend Ken is sitting here and wants to know who I'm talking to. Oh, a dispatcher in Hoboken.
Hmm.
But the bus is out of Keensburg, Ken. And, apparently the driver was very friendly. I guess my friend pulled up at a red light next to him, and the driver was drinking a beer and shared a beer with my friend. Had a nice cold beer. So this is a nice guy. He's driving well, and he was sharing his beer with, other drivers, the rest of traffic. He just seemed like a great guy.
Don't mention the hookers.
Yeah, he seemed like a great guy. So I know you hear a lot of complaints on this line, but we just wanted to call and say, job well done. This is a great guy, and we just wanted to say thanks. Well, he was. I guess it was a cold beer, and he was sharing a beer. He wasn't keeping it to himself. That's the point of the story. Is he was drinking the beer, and then at a red light, he was sharing it with the other drivers. Or I guess he handed the beer out the window.
He was giving everybody beer.
He was giving everybody beer. So this is. I'm calling to say what a great guy. This is all positive. What's not good?
They're misinterpreting.
No, you're not understanding. We're saying he's sharing the beer. He didn't keep it to himself. Oh, probably it might have been like a low alcohol thing. I don't know what kind of beer it was, but the point of the story is he was driving great. Wait, now he's putting me on hold. Now I'm scared. Wait, now I'm being transferred. I might get a driver fired.
This is like
that Unabomber. He goes too far. Hi, how are you? I'm fine, thanks. You know what? I was calling to say that one of your bus drivers was driving very well and was very courteous on the road. And as a joke, I mentioned that he was drinking a beer, and your dispatcher thought I was, maybe serious. I'm one of these joking guys. I'm borderline retarded, and I think I have to be funny to win people's acceptance. So it was just a joke. But anyway, you have a terrific screening process. You've hired a great dispatcher. He's on the ball. And your drivers are terrific, too. And we just want to say thank you from myself and Ken and all our listeners. Okay, keep up the good work. Man, I got scared. I didn't want to get a guy fired.
Yeah, geez, it's a good thing you didn't mention the hookers. God.
Hey, I'll mention the hookers next time. That'll be funny. Anytime you mention hookers in a prank phone call, that's entertainment. Now you're learning what's entertaining, Ken. Now you're finally getting it.
Hang on, let me write it down.
678-7743. If you're on the road and you're behind a bus or a truck and they have a How Am I Driving sign, give us a call. And I'll tell you why. If you don't, Ken and I have nothing else to talk about. I'm going to be using words without the letter E in it soon. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, I'd like to report a bad driver.
Are you really in a car?
You know, this is your protege again calling up.
That was not my protege.
Yes, it is.
Take that back.
No, you're...
My protege has a 3.4 grade point average.
Your protege, I hate your protege, is what it comes down to.
And that's without you. Oh, because you're just one of these guys. Anyone that does well and excels academically, you resent. It's been your problem since grade school. Oh, Mr. Kiss Up. Oh, Mr. Teacher's Pet. I'm sorry if my protege has a 3.4.
No, you don't even realize it.
I believe that's
perfect. Because you can't recognize voices. Your protege calls like 25 times a show. There are shows that we've done where three-quarters of the people calling are your protege using different funny voices. That was just your protege using a funny voice. Yes, it was.
Okay, I'd like to address not all my listeners, but just my one protege listener. George, if you're listening, come on, George. Snap out of it, George. George, the idea in life is to get girls to like you. Making these prank calls to radio stations is not going to help. The whole point of your life, George, is to get on a date. So just think about that. Concentrate. Keep your eyes on the prize, my friend. You can be a protege, but don't be a protege / stalker.
That's good. Now you're being a mentor.
That's right. Now I'm being a good, responsible mentor.
Not a bum.
God, you know what? That's what the Unabomber needs, a mentor. Just someone to guide that poor guy. Now, who's this call?
I suspect it may be your protege again, responding to you.
Damn that redial button!
But I can't be party to this dialogue, this on-air dialogue between you and your protege.
You just wanted to use the word "shan't." Just admit it. 678-7743. We're looking for people in cars who are behind trucks. We will call. How am I driving? On your behalf.
It's a service we will provide.
That's right.
Even though you have a telephone. We know that because you'll be calling us. We will take that problem off your hands.
That's right.
And place that call to the 800 number.
Because we will be more entertaining than you could possibly be. Because Ken and I both have excellent personalities.
But you know,
and you might not have any personality at all. So it should be up to us who possess excellent, first-rate personalities. My personality has been rated 3.5 stars. Ken's personality, Ken has a 3-star personality. Much higher than average. So we're the ones, I think, that should make the call. Whoever has the best personality really should be placing these calls.
You know, you might consider having a protege who's a little bit lower on the evolutionary ladder.
Like your protege.
Right, so that they don't have the power of language yet.
You're rationalizing the fact that your protege is a lizard. You're embarrassed because your protege is a lizard, and now you're trying to turn that into some kind of asset. Oh, my protege can't talk. That's a good thing. My protege doesn't have an opposing thumb. That's supposed to be a good
thing. Well, in this case, it is a good thing. We don't get harassing phone calls from my protege, do we?
No.
In this case, it is a good thing.
By the way, if you're near the Bronx Zoo, say hello to Ken's protege. I believe feeding time is 5:30 and 2:30. 678-7743.
He's not in the Bronx Zoo.
Oh, he escaped?
Thank you.
Let him out?
He never
Ken's
was.
Ken's protege is a giant lizard. Ken's protege is... I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
He never was in the Bronx Zoo.
How did you find your protege? Fine. You're not going to pick up this line. Then you're going to have to improvise a little comedy bit about your protege. That will be the price you pay, Kenneth. It's either that or tell cute stories about your son.
As you well know, you don't find your protege. Your protege finds you.
That's true.
And I'm being a good mentor to my protege.
That's true.
I'm not being a bum to my protege.
I can't. That's true. I did. I'll tell you how my protege and I met. It was like 3 a.m. I heard some footsteps downstairs. Came downstairs and he was in the living room, going through my bookshelf. And he asked me if I had Dick Cavett's autobiography. That was the first thing he said. Hey, do you have that Dick Cavett book? That's the first thing he said to me. 678-7743. I called the police. I screamed, but then we got to talking. Ended up bailing him out. Have you ever had to bail out your protege?
No. I've never had any problem at all with my protege.
Except you have to feed him. You can't take them out with you.
I don't have to do the feeding. It's a perfect relationship. I'm just kind of there as a role model for, you know, what he as a species might aspire to. I don't have to do much at all. I could sit around and watch TV, and I would still be an excellent...
It's true, my protege does annoy me. I'll give you that. But I still am proud that he's of my species, the best damn species on the planet. This species is responsible for everything good on this planet, and I won't have you say anything bad about it.
This species.
The human species, my friend. Albert Einstein, human being. Winston Churchill, human being. Ginger Rogers, a human being.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Damn it. Damn it. That's true.
I win again.
Okay, but look at the Olympics. Every medal that's ever been won in the Olympics. It's two different nationalities. They've all been human. They've all been human beings. All the Nobel Prizes, all the Pulitzer Prizes. Human beings, human beings, human beings. I'd put my species up against any other species, including your giant lizard species, which only you can see. I don't even know if it counts as a species. 678-7743. We are waiting for people in cars. We've only had one legitimate call.
Yeah, I think this is a record. I think this is the worst we've ever done with a topic. This far into
but
the
don't
show.
Some shows really suck and then in the last 20 minutes just kind of suddenly kick in?
But not if you point that out at the beginning of the second half of the show.
Oh.
You've just effectively cursed the entire show. It's okay.
Is it too late to switch topics?
No.
Your refrigerator. We've all put up recipes and letters from Aunt Carol. No, I'm kidding. 678-7743. If you're in a car and you're behind a truck and that truck has a how am I doing, I need your calls now. Ken has other people waiting for this time slot, other radio personalities, many of them experienced. Many of them have gone through college stations and have logged countless air hours. My job's on the line. Is this a call that you trust?
No.
Is this my protege?
I thought it was your protege, but actually...
That was a call?
It looks like it may have been a
little... Oh, my God. Oh, the humanity. This is a disaster. You're not even taking calls. You're trying to sabotage this. 678-7743. Is this a call I can take?
No.
Okay. I'd like to speak to everyone except my protege. If you're in the car, on the road, I thought this was a surefire blue chip idea. Money in the bank is what I thought. If you're behind a truck and it says, how am I driving? We want that number. Call us at 678-7743. If you're having trouble, if that truck driver is giving you trouble, like that Thelma and Louise deal, we want to hear from you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Are you in a car?
No.
Then why are we talking to you? I forget.
Why? Well, you guys are talking about car. I'm wondering, what are you guys doing there?
Hold on. I'll check. We're doing a radio show.
What is the perk?
What is the point? Hold on, sir. I'll check.
What is the perk?
Did you say point or perk?
Perk. I have an accent.
Hold on. I'll check.
What are you checking?
I have a list. I have a list, sir, of all the relevant information. If you would just please be patient. What is the point of the show? Is that your question?
I don't know.
Does
anybody know what the point of the show is?
To amuse and entertain. To amuse and entertain our listeners. That's the point.
Well, when are you going to start?
Hold on. I'll check. Can you please be patient? You know what you should have done? You should have asked all these questions at once when you first dialed. Could you hold on, please?
Fine.
Okay. The show will kick in about 5 minutes. We will really start to take off. This is all just warm-up. This is what we call the foreplay. Okay? Do you have any other questions? Tell me now. Give me the whole list now.
I want the list. Concise list.
I don't know.
He's just a spokesman. This guy's just a spokesman. Can we talk to the guy behind you?
That's right. Can we talk to your commander?
Yeah, can we talk
to
the brains?
To the commander.
Yeah, we want to talk to the brains behind this phone call.
Now, he's doing a little skit. We're doing little skits at each other. It's like a little comedy mirror.
It's truly pathetic, isn't it?
It can't get worse than this.
I believe
we've hit bottom. Oh, God, kill me now. Take a gun and kill me now. Wait, I'm joking. Wait, I forgot who might be listening. And all those Unabomber jokes, Ken, I don't think they were funny.
You forget who's
Ken
in
Friedman.
You forget who's in our studio audience, don't you?
I guess I do. Unabomber, stand up. 678-7743. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, what's this sort of unspoken rule that you can't switch topics in the middle of the show?
There's no unspoken
rule. There's nothing unspoken. We've spoken everything out loud.
We've done that many times.
Why? Do you have a different topic in mind?
We've got a hot topic on our hands here. You've got to admit it.
Oh, man.
The problem is the audience. The topic's a strong topic.
Andy, you want to do that row your boat thing again?
That was funny. Do you have your radio on?
Sure, I can turn it up.
Okay, turn it up. Ken, I don't know if you've ever heard this.
Okay. Yeah, I was here.
This will delight you, and it also might frighten you. Okay, the radio turned up?
Yeah, can you hear it?
Oh, God.
Here we go.
All right, go.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Wow, that was beautiful.
See? And that's why it's called 7 Second Delay. We're looking for people in cars. We're looking for cars on highways. Cars on highways behind trucks.
Yeah, let's talk about Oklahoma City.
Oh, there's nothing good to say about Oklahoma City. Those poor people.
No celebrities died.
That's maybe the only silver lining. No celebrities died, but my heart goes out to them. And that son of a bitch that set that bomb. You know what I thought would be good punishment for him? You can't just execute him now because his life is so pathetic.
No, he must be tortured.
No, yes. But this is what I think beyond torturing. This is what I think we should do with this guy. We should let him go. No, wait a minute. Let me finish. Release him. And arrange for some beautiful young girl to fall in love with him. And arrange for him to get a really good, satisfying, exciting job going, a good career. And have him have a couple of kids. And just when his life is going really well, just when he has something to look forward to, then wake him up, yank him to the town square, and then hang him. If you hang him now, he's losing nothing. He's a pathetic loser now. I think you got to give him some hope. Give him something to lose is my feeling. And by the way, I've never been wrong. I've had about a million opinions in my life, and every one has been right. What are the odds of that, by the way, Mr. Statistician? I've never been wrong. You can't even calculate the odds on that. Elections, politicians, various social issues, domestic issues, foreign affairs issues. I've never been wrong once.
But you didn't even recognize your own son's voice.
Okay, I was wrong that once. Also, I've never been wrong about musical taste. I've heard a million songs in my life, and I've all had an opinion about every one. I've never been wrong. How do you account for that? Hi, you're on the air.
Why don't you make the Unabomber watch IQ?
Oh, God, no. The last thing I want to do is piss off that Unabomber. If I rip the Unabomber off of 750, I'll be next on his little birthday list. By the way, you know, not everything the Unabomber sends is an explosive device. He also pays his bills, sends Christmas cards. You can't be scared. If you see the Unabomber on the return address, don't be scared and call the police automatically. The chances are it's not an explosive device. He mails a lot of other things out.
That's a good point. It's That's a very, right. very small percentage of his mail that explodes.
That's right. Everybody sees, the Unabomber on a return address. Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's probably a bomb. No.
Yeah. The newspapers never write articles about his non-exploding mail.
That's right. Or the charity he gives to. The packages he sends to his relatives and friends. Boy, that poor guy, I bet every time he sends a bundt cake every Christmas, people panic, you know. You know what he might do? He might not use the Unabomber name on the return address. That I'm beginning to like think now. Maybe
he uses that 9-digit code.
Yeah, that's right. No, but seriously, if the Unabomber's listening, seriously, we're just joking here.
No, but why don't you give out that 9-digit code so that people can send their manuscript to the New York Times?
Okay, the 9-digit code is 678-7743-1. So it's very close to our phone number here, actually, so it's easy to remember.
That's only 8.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
-1-1. Oh. Hey, by the way, what's your Mac card PIN number, Ken? I forget it. Remember you were telling me before the show? I forget what it is.
It's no good without my card. You really
Oh, we have your card.
Okay, so you really want to know what it is?
Well, just, you know, don't tell us the number, but tell us how you arrived at the number. Is it a birth date of someone you know? Is it a famous historical date?
No, it's my name.
Oh, you! Oh! I see.
It's got to be something. Yeah, it's got to be something you remember. So I used my name.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty smart. You're always thinking.
So it's K E N.
You know what? It had to be something I remembered, so I used your name too.
K E N 536, because those are the letters for for K-E-N on a telephone.
Gotcha. Gotcha. You know, everyone complains about, you know, we don't have enough money. Oh, we're broke. Oh, we can't afford nice things. And it drives me crazy because you just go to a Mac machine. There are Mac machines all over the tri-state area, and you can get cash. A lot of them are open 24 hours. I have no patience for people that complain about how broke they are. You know, what they're saying is, we're too lazy to go down to the corner and use our Mac card. That's what they're saying. 678-7743. We are looking for people. I'm sorry. We are frantically looking for people in cars. We want to call How Am I Driving numbers. If you're behind a truck and that truck has a How Am I Driving little placard on the back, give us a call. 201-678-7743. But don't call from your car unless you have a car phone. Otherwise, it's very, very dangerous. Okay, I'm done for the day. Thanks very much.
How about if people want to, you know, shine some light on fraud or corruption in their company or their, you know, the department of the government that they work for?
You mean, and they have like a secret 800 informant number?
If people want to inform.
On their
coworkers. Just in the last 15 minutes of the show,
broadening the topic.
We could do a whistleblowing show.
Changing the topic.
Not just How Am I Driving, but shed the light on corruption.
And we will make that anonymous phone call for you.
Yeah, we have the anti-corruption phone number right over there.
We do? Yeah. Oh, yes, we do.
It's 800-872-9855, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, then why didn't we do that at the top of the show?
I wanted to do that topic.
No, you didn't mention it.
You insisted that the How Am I Driving show was a surefire winner.
Oh, seriously, are you trying to sabotage my show? You're trying to embarrass me in front of my wife. You know my wife is watching. I mean, listening. Oh, okay, we will blow the whistle. If you know of any fraud or corruption, any mismanagement at home or the office, well, mismanagement at home is your own problem. Give us a call, 678-7743. All calls will be kept confidential.
Let's blow the whistle on the arresting officer in Junction City, Oklahoma, or wherever he was.
He's our hero.
No,
you mean
he's not.
Perry, Oklahoma?
Think of it. He was such a loser. The guys who arrested Timothy McVie.
He's our hero. He's the hero of the day. He's the man of the week. I'm nominating him for man of the week.
He was a dope.
Why?
Okay, because Timothy McVie is pulled over driving a car without a license plate.
Without a license plate.
Okay?
Yes.
90 minutes from the explosion.
Yes.
He's carrying a concealed 6-inch weapon.
Yes.
He's carrying a Glock semi-automatic pistol with armor-piercing bullets.
Now that I've only heard from you. I have not heard that in any other account.
Oh, it was in the, yeah, it was.
I've heard he had a gun in a holster.
It had armor-piercing cop killer bullets.
But aren't those illegal to possess?
I don't know about in Oklahoma. I thought they would be. But the gun was loaded.
Yeah.
Timothy McVie was also wearing a suit. The arresting officer said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm driving cross country in a suit."
Yeah.
He also like asked him, you know, what he had been up to and so on, and he said he had just gotten back from serving in the military. And then
this is our hero. This cop saw the holstered gun and immediately had his own gun out and arrested this kid. He's our hero.
Yeah. So he's
the man of the week.
They arrested him with this fishy story. You know, within like a day, they have pictures of John Doe 1. They've got John Doe 1 sitting in their cell.
Yeah.
And they don't put two and two together.
Oh, you mean the cops should have recognized John Doe 1?
Well, they were about to let him go.
They were within 30 minutes of letting him go. Now, some motel owner did recognize John Doe 1. I have to say, besides the cop, who I would nominate as man of the week, the other man of the week is that FBI sketch artist. I've never seen a sketch look so much like the actual wanted guy. Have you? That was pretty good.
It was
good. I wonder if that guy's available for bar mitzvahs and weddings. That guy could make a good living. He would be, no, I'm the guy that did the John Doe's. He could have that up as his little examples of how good he is.
I was relieved when they arrested John Doe 1, when they arrested McVie.
I hate John Doe 1.
We had a house full of white males here last Friday, and we were all suspects.
That's right, pal.
They arrested Timothy McVie. We were all off the hook.
I hate John Doe 1, and I hate John Doe 2. That's how I feel. I'm sorry. That's my opinion. Oh, man, when I met that guy in Food Town, and he looked just like John Doe, too, and I went up to him and said, "Hey, what's your name?" And he said, "I'm John Doe number 4. Man, my heart was beating like a jackrabbit. I said, "Oh, okay, you can go." Man, that was a frightening moment. 678-7743. Hey, we're doing what we can. We're improvising our tuchus off here for you. We're doing little stick on John Doe's. We're doing Unabomber stick. A lot of it's very topical humor. This is stuff that we didn't work out in advance. This is stuff that we're just doing. We're flying by the seat of our pants. And now it's time for you to do your job. If you're driving in a car, give us a call, 678-7743. If you want to blow the whistle on anyone at the office, call from the office and whisper. And then we will make that call for you.
You know, we haven't heard from Mick from Lodi in a long time. And there was just that big, there was a big chemical blast in Lodi last week.
Oh, Mick from Lodi was 100 miles away at the time.
Oh, you're
trying
to
pin that on
Mick
from Lodi?
I'm not saying any such thing. I'm just saying there was a giant explosion in Lodi. Everybody seems to have forgotten about the big explosion in Lodi.
That's right.
With everything else that's been going on.
If you were an explosion, wouldn't you hate to have occurred the same week as the Oklahoma explosion?
Yeah.
Other explosions must be so. And in fact, this is serious. The Times, in today's Unabomber article, listed the Oklahoma blast as the probable cause of Unabomber writing this letter. He was probably so pissed off that these nuts in the Michigan militia were stealing his thunder. Yeah.
Did they really?
Yeah, this was in the Times today. He was probably teed off by the Michigan militia. Oh, the competition, the professional competition in that world, Ken, is fierce. You can just imagine how jealous these guys get of each other. It's like anything. It's like any profession, you know. Nutballs are very jealous of other nutballs. Just like country singers are probably very, you know exactly how many records Garth Brooks has sold. 678-7743. Are these mics on?
The mics are on. I was just going to check on the transmitter.
Did you move the transmitter?
No, it looks like it's on.
But how could it be on? Because, wait, I can prove to you it's not on. No one is calling. We are doing a dynamite show. This is a first-rate show. I have a first-rate personality. It's been graded as a 3.5-star personality.
No, the lines are ringing off the hook, Andy, but nobody's listening.
Oh, geez.
Those are all wrong numbers. You can check the...
I'll take a wrong number.
Okay.
678-7743.
You want to... Here's a wrong number.
Okay.
Take it.
Hi.
I'm behind a bus.
Are you really?
With a phone number, but there's no how am I driving, which kind
of... Give us the phone number. No, it's okay. We'll take that phone number.
201.
Oh, no. Is this the same number?
242.
Yeah.
6100.
Okay. And what kind of bus is it?
It's a Camp Town bus. It's red and yellow.
And do you have an identifying...
Number 248.
Number 248. And now here's the most important question, the $64,000 question. How's he driving?
Well, the bus is kind of crooked.
Crooked? Yeah. Hold on, sir.
It's leaning.
It's leaning.
Maybe there's a lot of fat people on one side of the bus. I don't know, but it's like tipping.
Okay, so the bus is tipping.
That can't be safe.
It's
How bad an angle is it tipping at?
It's.
So is it tipping to the right or the left?
It's tipping to the right. So you're
going to pass this bus on the left. You're not going anywhere near that right side.
I'm staying behind it.
That's right. Okay, you know, you wanted to stay on the line.
Okay.
Do you think if this bus made an extremely hard right turn, it would actually tip over?
I don't know. Yeah.
Is the bus loaded with fat people?
Well, it has the darkened windows, so you can't tell.
So it's like a limousine bus.
Right.
So it's obviously famous fat people. Because the dark windows and the tipping. Famous fat people.
Would
I wonder where they're going.
Camp Town. Camptown bus.
By the way, we don't want to cast aspersions on all famous fat people. A lot of famous fat people are doing a fabulous job, and they are not endangering the driving public. It's just some irresponsible famous fat people get on buses and all sit on the same side.
And he keeps switching lanes, too.
Is he using his blinker?
Yeah, he is.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, that would have been headline news. Okay, we're ready to make this call.
All right.
Ken, will you talk to this guy while I dial? Did you hang up on this guy?
Yeah.
Ken?
I just hung up on him.
Man, we have to practice. We have to have a little run through it before every show.
Did you get a dial tone?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Because you need those, you know.
Yeah, it's a dial tone. It's going beep, 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 beep. That's a dial tone, right?
No.
Oh, damn. I didn't do all the research I should have done for this show. Okay, it's ringing. It's ringing.
Are you going to tell him about the beer again?
That was such a good joke.
Yeah, you going to get this guy into trouble also?
No.
Get our phone
number
traced.
Hey, let's use the hooker one. No, wait, now it's ringing. Wait, don't you have to put in your secret code?
No, because it's 201.
Oh. Why did I dial 201?
My secret code's not.
Wait, maybe I shouldn't have dialed 201. Should I have just dialed the number?
Did you dial 201?
Yeah.
That was a mistake.
Okay, I'm going to redial.
Yeah, now and let's...
Oh, God, I wish I was dead. I can't believe I made that mistake. Oh, God.
Yeah,
I wish
see,
I was dead.
You don't have to dial the...
I can just dial.
Right.
Oh, God, why did I do that? Oh, God, I wish I was dead. Oh, God, in front of all my friends, I embarrassed myself. Oh, God, when will I learn? Oh, God, I wish I was dead. What the hell is wrong with me? Where did I learn to dial? Woolworth? Jeez, oh, Pete, what the heck's wrong with me? Okay, now it's dialing again. It's the same dial, you can tell. So I didn't make the mistake before. Maybe they've gone home. They don't want to know how people are driving after hours. I guess bus drivers know after hours they can just go as erratically as they want. They can't be reported. Oh, this is a disaster.
Anybody on the Camptown line?
Yeah, on the Camptown line.
They can get away with murder.
Well,
that's why they stuff. That's why they stuff their bus full of fat celebrities after hours.
After six, it's just anything goes on the Camptown line. Oh, man. No one there. Okay. Hey, we have 6 minutes to pull this show off. 6 minutes.
Okay,
678-7743.
Let's do the real topic now.
Okay.
What was it?
It's OJ. Why does the media seem to be convicting this man before all the evidence is in?
Convicting him?
Hello, presumption of innocence. Hello, does it ring a bell out there, America? Okay, hey, should I start some hate mongering?
It seems to work for a lot of other talk show hosts.
Yeah.
Go ahead, monger some
hate. Hate your neighbors. Hate that neighbor of yours. That damn neighbor of yours. Hey, America, what's with all this love thy neighbor? What's with all this visualizing world peace? Get off that stupid bus and join us over here on the Hate the Neighbor platform. Come on, America. Hate thy neighbor. No, I should add a disclaimer now. Just kidding. Don't hate your neighbor.
I think your hate mongering needs a little bit of work.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm not good at it. You know, I'm such a lover at heart. 678-7743. If you're in a car, we have 5 minutes to pull this show together. We're looking for I'd love to really call How Am I Driving.
How about if you're a big fan of 7 Second Delay, you call us up and name one program that's been worse than this one. Just go ahead and name one. 201-678-7743.
I think this program that we just did.
Because
no.
I like to get some outside verification.
I would like you to call the same number and tell us the highlights of this last 55 minutes. I think we've had some highlights. 678-7743. That little Unabomber riff we did, that made me laugh. Remember I said, oh, I met a guy and it turned out to be John Doe number 4? That was funny.
That might have been the highlight.
Oh, God.
The John
Just
Doe number.
Kill me now.
Yeah, the John Doe number.
Wait, we did make one call, and I did that beer joke. We had some highlights.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
I still, despite the highlights, I still think this was the worst show ever.
Oh, no, we've had shows which was highlight free.
Name one.
Well, I don't really, you know I go to therapy every Wednesday night to just erase this from my memory. Hi, you're on the air. Are you on the road?
Yeah, I got one for you.
Go, go, go.
800.
Yeah.
424.
Yeah.
9300, it's a Lehman tanker truck, and he's driving really slow.
Hold on, Lehman tanker truck, and give me an identification number.
I just passed him.
Okay.
He's driving slow on the George Washington Bridge and holding up traffic.
He really is?
Yeah.
Not good.
Hey, when you passed him, what was the driver doing?
Picking his nose?
Oh, my God, well, that's so distracting. And describe the hooker.
Oh, I couldn't see her.
Okay, she was down below eye level. That's the most dangerous signal.
I saw the back of her ponytail.
The back of her ponytail. We're on the case. Thanks very much. Okay, here we go. Can I dial 800?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
1-800.
I got you. We're going to save the show. We're going to pull this show out of the fire. We're going to single-handedly save this show with 3 minutes left to go. And Ken will...
Sounds like you've got some kind of
It's a recording.
A public service of the chemical industry.
Come on.
Your call is being recorded. If you have an emergency involving a chemical spill...
Oh, is it an emergency involving a chemical spill or leak?
...or you have information to report regarding an incident, please say yes or press 1 on your touch-tone phone.
He's asking me if I have an emergency.
Say yes. It's an incident. You have an incident to report. Guys,
I don't think so.
The guy is holding up traffic on the GWB.
But I can't say an emergency because maybe that goes right to
the
police.
He didn't say an emergency. He said if you have an incident to report.
Well, a chemical leak or something. Okay, now I'm being transferred to an operator.
Oh, great.
Hi, her name is Tracy. It's not quite technically an emergency. I wouldn't call it an emergency, Tracy. But there's one of your trucks. He's the Lehman tanker truck. Yeah, camp truck. Well, that's where we got your number, because it was on the back of the truck. Okay, it's not quite an emergency, and I wouldn't call out the police or fire. It's nothing horrible like that. But he was driving a little slower than normal on the George Washington Bridge. A little bit, a tad, not a lot, not crawling, a tad slower than the rest of the traffic. He was not in the flow of traffic.
He was holding up a lot of traffic.
Okay? You got that? I felt it was my duty to report it as a citizen. Well, you're very, very welcome, Tracy, and I know that you're on the case, and I know you'll take care of it. You might want to call this guy if he has a CB. I know a lot of these trucker guys have CBs. And just say, you know, get the lead out. Yeah, yeah. You're a chemical, yeah, company. Chemical industry, gotcha. By the way, congratulations. We use chemicals every day. They're fantastic. My front lawn is weed-free. Fantastic job. The only complaint we have about the whole chemical industry, your driver on the GW Bridge is a little slower than the rest of China. Well, you know what? I really don't have the time, but I just wanted to make sure you got this information. Thanks very much, Tracy. She wanted to tell me all about the chemical industry. Wait, you're playing our theme song. Wait, I have another 20 minutes of material. I'm just getting started. I'm just finding my stride. Okay. I give up. You win, Ken. You've won this show. You think the show is a contest. Congratulations. You've won another show. So what is that? It's like 53 shows to you, and I've won about 12. Congratulations, Ken. You win this show. We'll see you next week. WFMU. Somewhere near where Uppsala College was.
No, WFMU East Orange.
East Orange.
At Uppsala College.
Uppsala College.
It's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County. At 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Hey, pretty baby, come on and let's go. Tell your other boyfriend that you don't want him anymore. Yes, pretty baby, sure look fine to me. Just as fine as any gal can be. Too. I would do most anything that you want me to do. Yes, pretty baby, sure look fine to me. And you're just as fine as any gal can be. I heard about you, baby, a long time ago. And if you will be mine, babe, I'll take you any place I'll go. Say, pretty baby, sure look fine to me. And you're just as fine as any gal can be.
Good evening, y'all. It's Weekly World Blues on WFMU. Jason Isaac here, sitting in for Matt Fiveash. I'm honored to be your duly appointed guest host this week. A few of you may know me from my Saturday morning show on the Rock and Soul stream, the Crescent City Connection, where I play a lot of New Orleans, classic New Orleans rhythm and blues and stuff related to that. It's a very easy transition here into what Matt normally does on Weekly World Blues, and I'm very excited to have a chance to play some records I don't usually get to play on my show. So, welcome, everybody. That was T-Bone Walker actually saying welcome. Welcome, the Welcome Blues, Say Pretty Baby, from his Imperial recordings, that one from 1951. Up next, launching into our first full set of the hour, gonna go with something a little more local. Some of you out there may have seen this next act performing on the streets of Harlem in the late 80s, early 90s, and maybe a bit beyond. We'll start off with Satan and Adam and a tune called I Want You, right here on WFMU. And I want you to feel the blues.
Situation that I'm working on, I want you to know, baby, don't